Charged with kidnapping and aiding her husband in what happened to J.C. Lee Dugard is now saying, or her lawyer is saying, that she's being treated unfairly by the media. You have to be kidding me. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you and yours are tucked in and ready to rock and roll on this wild hour we're going to take you through here on the show. And we start with that, and I'll dive into that a little bit later. I think it was one of the more shocking things I saw on the day. If anything, just shut up and don't tell us about what she thinks, and oh, it's terrible, and geez, it's so horrible for the two girls and for J.C. Lee. But, you know, hey, she's a person too. Yeah, she's the idiot that was married to the rapist who gets paroled. She's in the car, helps him kidnap an 11-year-old girl who they don't know, who's walking to the bus stop. Then they hold her as a sex slave for 18 years, destroy her life, and in the process create two others. Are you kidding me with this? What guy wants to even represent her or her husband? The big news out of Washington is about health care reform. We knew this was going to happen. We talked about it a tad on our last show. Of course, Obama has to do something to stop the bleeding. So now there's going to be a speech to Congress on health care reform. This happens next Wednesday. And there are promises of something completely different strategy-wise. The left is saying, don't you dare. Don't you dare come on to the national airwaves and say that there will be no public option or that this is not about a single payer. And in the meantime, everybody else is saying time to say bye-bye to the liberals who want the public option. So what's a president to do with the approval ratings sagging the way they are? It is time for a new strategy, I bet. In the White House, they're hashing this out big time. And who does Obama invite to tea to discuss what direction health care reform is going to go? Well, that would be Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. So let's see what happens next week after everybody comes back after a Labor Day weekend. So the town hall meetings continue to thrive in the last couple of days, and I guess they will probably not over the Labor Day weekend, and then with the president and everybody going back to the Hill, maybe they'll, some of them would stop at the tail end of this week. But Steny Hoyer held one, and the people were, as usual, there were people that were upset really on both sides of this thing, asking questions. So we wanted to hear what that sounded like.
If I'm in debt, I cut back. They're trying to pick up more, and we don't have the money for it.
I think you should pass. I think everybody should have affordable health care.
I don't know all the ins and outs, and I'm afraid I might lose what I have.
My son pays $800 a month and has a $5,000 deductible. This is unacceptable. We need a public option.
I support a public option. In my opinion, would bring down premiums for all of us, private or public.
I don't see how the government can provide all these things and still say they're going to save money. It doesn't make ordinary common sense.
Yeah, I agree with that. It doesn't make common sense how they're going to be able to provide everything that they say they're going to be able to provide and not raise taxes and not go that much deeper into debt. We keep coming back to the same thing. We're at the same crossroads, at least for me. Let me speak about it. They heard the one guy say that his son pays $800 a month. We don't know the situation, of course, but $800 a month and $5,000 deductible. And that is ridiculous. If he's a single guy, what the deal is, $5,000 deductible? Wow. So where are you getting that spare coin, right? You have Susie Orman, the financial guru, telling everyone you need 9 months of your salary in case something should happen. Who's getting 9 months of their salary that they can put away? And a guy like that, if he had to pay $5,000 a month for health care, that's not good. I think there should be affordable health care for everybody in the nation. Absolutely. And I think many of the Republicans feel the same way, as do a lot of the Democrats. But the people who think that the public option is the way to go are not looking at the whole picture. I read something today about the public option is popular, it's moral, it's inexpensive, and therefore it must die. It was on a blog that I read. And, I mean, I have to say it was well written if you were looking at it from that point of view. But that it is fiscally conservative, that it is centrist, it is liberal, it is conservative, and it shouldn't be labeled, and that this is what we need in this nation. And why are people shooting this down, basically, in what he's saying in his column? Because we can do this. I mean, the reality is we can do this, and nobody is going to be without, and nobody's going to have to pay more. But then the answer to that is, tell me how that is going to happen. And we know you can't continue to let the insurance companies rule the way they've ruled, because, of course, down the road, the costs will be even more ridiculous. What you're paying now for your premiums will get completely out of control. Absolutely. I think everybody agrees on that. But then that's, I guess, health care insurance reform, right? But the idea of the public option, you cannot convince me. I have talked to many financial people about this. You know, the latest USA poll that we were talking about last week, 77% of Americans think it's important to give people a choice of both a public plan that the feds would handle and a private plan for their health insurance. Okay. So who are the people that they're polling? Am I missing something here? And how, again, do we pay for this sucker? How do we come up with the money if you're going to offer everybody health care? It's not insanity. The insanity is, show me the reality. Whether you're writing a column, whether you're the president of the United States or you're representing the people, how are you going to have a public option that, along with insurance reform and cost controls and that sort of stuff, that can possibly work in healthcare reform? Where are you getting the $1 trillion? How are you getting the $1 trillion to pay for this, right? I don't think so. And once again, like I said, I have talked to different people thinking, you know, I'm open-minded. Let's hear it. Lay it out for me. Tell me how it's going to work. How are we going to pay for this? And what do I keep coming back to? Everybody keeps telling me it'll creep up in your taxes. But what will be said is you'll have to pay more in taxes. You'll have to pay more in premiums. But ultimately, down the line, you'll pay less. Well, what does that mean? You know, it's like when you go and they're trying to convince you need to buy a program that only costs you $5,000, but in the end you're going to sell a million encyclopedias or whatever it is they're getting you to push. Are you ever going to make that $5,000? No, you're throwing money out the window. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 2nd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 957.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 984.40, 492.20 for a half ounce, or 246.10 for the quarter ounce. That's 984.40, 492.20, and 246.10.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Come away with me in the night.
Twice a month, Harry Rinker joins us here on America's Night. We're always thrilled to have him with us. He is the guru of all things collectible. You can talk to him about whatever you have, whatever your possession is, whether it's some old guns that you've got, some Civil War stuff, other things from other wars, etc., because I know there are people that have uniforms, whether it's salt and pepper shakers, buttons, to even higher end things. The number to call to talk to Harry is 800-259-5791. The same number, of course, for America Tonight, 800-259-5791. Harry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. And we keep saying this, the collectibles industry, I think, seems like it's thriving with all these sales that we're seeing and people getting rid of collections, and some people think that they're getting the better end of it, and other people thinking they're getting money in their pocket, right?
Well, there's a lot of change going on out in the antiques and collectibles trade right now. First of all, at the high end of the marketplace, the investment nature of this business, particularly thanks to Heritage Auction Galleries down in Dallas, Texas, is booming. I mean, we've got prices through the roof in areas like comic books, thanks to them, illustrator art, coins, stamps. A lot of the hobby coins and stamps, which we thought were in the doldrums, have just come out of the woodwork. Now, this is the big high-end investment-grade stuff. Out in some of the old traditional areas, like early American antiques, the market is soft right now. Some of the painting market is soft. The collecting market is all over the place. It all depends what the category is from time to time. Right now, you can't sell Hopalong Cassidy stuff. Those of us that remember him are getting a little bit too old. On the other hand, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers stuff and Star Wars stuff isn't doing too badly.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. I had somebody that asked a question that wanted me to ask you a question about the Farrah Fawcett poster now in her death, the one that was so famous. There was a ton of them out there, but
yeah, there were a ton
anything?
Of them saved. There were a ton of them saved, too. If you have that Farrah Fawcett poster in a tube, rolled up, and in good shape, you're fine. But if it's from the wall with pinholes in it and all kinds of rough shape, it doesn't have a lot of value. Also, you know, whether you like it or not, the simple fact is that the generation, again, who grew up with Farrah Fawcett Major isn't young either. We saw a little bit of celebrity bounce after Farrah Fawcett's death, but only for about a week or two. And then after that, you know, the market settled down again, and you can still get a Charlie's Angel game on eBay for less than $20. So the poster will do okay if it's a pretty one. Now be careful, that poster was reprinted a lot and what have you. The thing that, of course, we're waiting to see what happens, and it's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, is all the Michael Jackson stuff that hit the marketplace. I mean, immediately after his death, I went up on eBay, and there was like 40,000 objects a week up there. A number of major auction houses are now, however, in the process of selling Michael Jackson physical memorabilia, you know, glove he wore, some of the outfits and what have you. And everybody's kind of not certain how they're going to do. Clearly, he's an icon for his generation. Clearly, somebody will want them. But the celebrity stuff has slowed down a little bit. The Beatles are still strong, though. Beatles are doing great.
Yeah. Somebody was talking about the Beatles, that it depends on what, of course, depends on what the object is that you have. And it goes back to that same thing, that there are some people that have signatures of, like, John Lennon, but they have proof that they were there, and I guess that
whole thing. I mean, the hottest thing of anything Beatles is something signed by the four of them. Now, the number of fakes out there is enormous, and you really need to get them authenticated by someone who you can trust. And the question is, who can you trust in that game? There's been one of the persons I thought I could trust turned out to be a crook. This is one of the things that you put up with in the antiques and collectibles trade. I mean, unfortunately, what happened was that he had an auction company and he had too good of a lifestyle, and he got behind in his payments, and he decided to authenticate stuff that wasn't quite right and whatever, trying to boost his sales, and finally it caught up with him, and that was the end of that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, you know, it is caveat emptor. It's always buyer beware out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have also got an email a couple of weeks ago from Debbie who says, Kate, I know this is open-ended. Ask Harry this. Wedgwood China, I've got everything you can imagine. Would it be worth something?
Probably not.
That's what I thought, too. I knew you were going to say that.
Well, you know, again, Kate, that's a fascinating thing. First of all, there is a strong Wedgwood collecting community in England. And if you have 19th century or early 20th century Wedgwood, it is worth a lot of something. If you have post-World War II Wedgwood, probably not. It's the same way with Lennox and some of the rest of it. People don't use it anymore, and they don't value it. There, back in the 1980s, when I first got involved in antiques and collectibles, there was a Wedgwood Collecting Society in the United States that was extremely active. It had big museum and everything, and as the collectors got older and faded away, and they didn't get younger collectors coming into the thing, and the market fell. Now, on the other hand, you know, as I said, if you have 19th century and even 18th century Wedgwood, the market is okay there, only the market is no longer in the U.S. It's in England and in the parent company.
All right, well, good information.
Yeah, listen,
we won't be happy to hear that.
Well, you know, this is one of the problems. Unfortunately, right now, most of the time we give out bad, I feel like Mr. Scrooge. But on the other hand, Kate, just the other day I was doing an appraisal. People can bring me stuff and have me look at it. And in walks a person with a copy of the Babe's book on Babe's own base, Babe Ruth's own baseball book, done in 1928. That was the year after the record, 1927
right.
season when he hit 60 home runs.
That's right, yeah.
And it was an interesting book. There were three versions of it. One of it was a limited edition of 1,000, which apparently not all of them got, got bound because apparently they didn't sell them. That is the fancy leather bound one. But it was published by Putnam with a dust jacket, and there was a popular reprint version by Burt. Well, the popular reprint version with a dust jacket does easily 500 to 700. This gal walks in, something they found on the bookshelf at their parents' home, walks in with a Putnam first edition with a dust jacket on it, 750, 900 bucks. I mean, when people tell me, you know, it's not out there, that's crazy. The homes of America are still loaded with treasures.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what makes it, I think, so, so fascinating. Tell everybody about your show, because, of course, they can tune into the
Genesis
Communication
Network. Well, yeah, that's absolutely right. What You Got, my nationally syndicated show, is also on GCN. It airs Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. If you don't have an affiliate in your area, you can simply go to GCNlive.com, click down Channel 1, and listen to me, just like you can do that right now to listen to Kate. I've got two guests coming up this weekend. Tom Felt has written a book on cobalt glass, blue-collar glass, which we'll talk to him during my first hour. And during the second hour, Elaine Pardee is going to be my guest, and she's going to talk about Nancy Ann's storybook dolls. You talk about a doll that is one of the great classic dolls of the 1950s and 60s.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah, now that's interesting for you to say. I thought you'd like the blue glass.
Well, both, actually. I think both.
Well, you didn't play with dolls. You'd play with baseball gloves.
No. I was one of those kids both. You know, I grew up with the Phillies. I like to say I grew up with the Phillies and the ballet. That's how it was in my house. So, yeah, I did. But also baseball cards, too. You were absolutely right about that. If somebody wants to send you an email, because we have a mailbag.
Yeah, and listen, the America Tonight mailbag is empty. You can email me. If you have a question about antiques and collectibles, I need you to do two things. First of all, write down my email address. It's Harry L. Rinker. It uses my middle name, HARRYLRINKER, Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. And please start your email, I listen to you on America Tonight, so we know to put it in the America Tonight mailbag and answer it 2 weeks from tonight.
Excellent. Thank you, Harry. As always, enjoy
hey, Kate,
it.
Hey, Kate, my pleasure.
Next
you
time.
Take care.
All right, remember, keep tuned, because in 2 weeks you can talk to Harry. People always email me notes after the fact because they forget when Harry's coming on. So just remember, 2 weeks from this show, he will be on once again, and it's your chance to talk to him. Coming up, would you go crazy? Well, maybe crazy is a bad word. Would you be pretty upset if somebody slapped your kid because they were crying in a store? Oh, it happened.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods. More fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
All right, two great fair or foul questions for you. I think I know where most of you would weigh in on actually both of these. But big stories that I can't not talk about here on America Tonight, because one is just so utterly stunning. Absolutely, kids screaming over and over again can get on your nerves. And parents who don't do anything about it, shame on you, because you're letting them get away with bad behavior. But can you imagine your child being slapped by a stranger? That's exactly what happened in Stone Mountain, Georgia, in a Walmart. A fussy two-year-old shopping, young girl with her mother, and she started to cry. So the 61-year-old guy, cat by the name of Roger Stevens, comes up to the mother and told her, if you don't shut up that baby, I'm going to shut you up. I'm going to shut her up for you. And then what happened later, he grabbed the two-year-old girl, slapped her four times and told the mother, see, I told you I'd shut her up. The child started screaming, of course, and he walked away. Another shopper stopped him until the security guy from the store came up, and the police did an examination of her, and she had some redness in her face. He slapped her face. So he's been jailed without bond on a couple of charges, including felony cruelty to children. What is this guy thinking? I mean, what kind of a nutcase? You know, here's the thing. Most parents would say, my mother, oh, there's just no way you acted up in public with my mother. I affectionately call her the general. But it doesn't matter. So whatever happened with the child, maybe she was sick, who knows? You don't know what the situation is or what kind of mother she is or any of those kind of things. She could have been going there to get medicine for the kid for all we know. But to go up and have a stranger do that to your kid, oh, I think I would open up a can of whoop-you-know-what on this guy like none other. I still don't have that personality, but I would do it. And he completely crossed the line. And what does that do to that kid? Are you kidding me? I mean, what was he thinking? I can't even come up with anything that he was thinking that would justify doing that. Ridiculous. All right, 800-259-5791. You can certainly react to that or any of the other things that we've been talking about. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Hey, Kate, if we agree to take Celine Dion back, will you please take Bill Clinton back? He's spending more time in Canada than he is in the United States. No, it's funny. It's funny Hillary hasn't contacted the police and reported him as missing. He was up in Toronto. They had a 20,000 seat arena booked for him, right? To give one of his, I think he gets about $300,000 for coming up here flapping his gums. He gets $300,000 for each speech he gets. And they had a 20,000 seat arena booked, and they could only sell 10,000 tickets. So they had to cut the price in half. It was being held in Toronto at the Canadian National Exhibition. So if you bought a ticket just to get into the fairgrounds, you automatically got a free ticket to hear Clinton. And he was up here saying how wonderful our government-owned and operated health insurance, health care was. We've got a government-owned and operated health insurance monopoly. You know, I can guarantee you, Kate, if Bill Clinton was a Canadian citizen and he got sick, he'd be the first one down to Rochester, Minnesota, or to the Mayo. I believe there's a Mayo Clinic in Arizona. He would not go on a 10-month waiting list for a hip operation or a knee operation and hobble around with a cane taking massive doses of painkiller. You know, it's completely disingenuous for him to come up here and brag about our health care system.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? He's just lying in his pockets, baby, Al. That's what he's doing. Plus, he's trying to help the whole healthcare situation get passed by making speeches like that and Americans
also
hearing about it.
And also, Kate, a Canadian reporter asked him, you have heard about that H1N1 flu?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know all about that. So, I mean, I just wonder, maybe you don't have it in Texas, but up here in Canada, everybody's in hysteria over H1N1. And a reporter asked him Bill Clinton what he thought about H1N1, and he said, they're okay, but I like AC/DC better.
Al, you always end on a good note. Thanks. The king of the one-liner. Of course, it's no question that Bill Clinton is going to take the money, and that's what he's doing. He has given a bunch of speeches in Canada, though. It is quite interesting, I have to say. All right, before we jumped on with Al, we were talking about the guy who smacked the kid. And, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, too, but if a guy had been there, if the husband had been there or whatever, would he have gone after her the way he did and said what he said to the mother, would he have slapped the kid? And I'd have to say the answer is probably no. I mean, you know, really, I just can't even imagine. I was fuming when I heard this story because I thought, wow, this is just, you know, let's just let the baby, that's a baby, a two-year-old is a baby. We're not talking about even a six, a seven, you're talking about a two-year-old toddler. I mean, a toddler. Maybe what they need to do is let the baby's parents have like 20 minutes in alone in a closet with this guy and teach him a lesson. I mean, come on, this is just ridiculous. And I don't know for what he was charged with, what kind of what will happen to him as a result of that. But there were, you know, to have the child's face have some redness and all that sort of stuff, it doesn't bode well for him and all the witnesses. So there's no getting out of this. I mean, they pretty much caught him red-handed, excuse the pun. But, you know, chances are he won't go to jail. Chances are he'll probably do some community service, right? Now, I told somebody this earlier in the day. I was telling them the story, and I said exactly what I said to all of you here on the airwaves. What would you do if somebody came up and slapped your kid? Slapped him four times, a two-year-old. And most people say, I'd go berserk. I'd strangle him. His face would be planted into the ground. They'd have to pull me off of him. Whatever crazy thing, right? But somebody I talked to said, oh, Kate, you know, that's not like you. It's the parents' fault. The child should have been behaved. And We're just a bunch of wimps. I mean, we're raising spoiled brats. So good for the guy to come up and put his foot down. I'm sorry. That's more than putting his foot down. That's not going up to somebody and saying, listen, can you control your child or whatever. It's not being on a plane and having kids kicking the back of your seat. I mean, that's messed up. To go up and slam, you know, slap a two-year-old and to do it four times and saying, I told you I would shut her up, and then the kid would be screaming. I mean, that's completely unacceptable. There's nothing I can say that would, there's nothing anyone could say that would make me think, no, this guy was completely in the right to do that. Yes, there is an epidemic of kids that are out of control and, you know, sadly neglected and a million other reasons that we're seeing some of the things we're seeing, but I don't think you can apply it to this two-year-old little girl. There's no call for running up and doing what he did. Speaking of no call for it, I guess when you're the attorney, though, that's what you have to do. You have to defend somebody to the best of your ability, and we do live in a country where you're innocent until proven guilty. I don't think they're having any trouble proving these two guilty, but Nancy Garrido, the wife of J.C. Dugard's accused kidnapper, of course, has some legal problems, right? Because she kept her for a five-month stint while her husband went to prison for violating his parole. This is just every day something new comes out. But the lawyer is saying that she couldn't do anything. She was powerless to let her go because she was under the control of her husband, Philip Garrido. Right. So check out the attorney in his own words, what he said on Good Morning America. His name's Gilbert Maines.
She's distraught. She's scared. She seems to be a little lost at the moment. She doesn't seem to be able to really focus well at the moment.
Does she understand why she is in jail?
Oh, yeah. No, we've had a conversation about that. Yes, she understands. Well, what she said that I can tell you about is that there came a time when she felt like they were a family, and that she loves the girls very much, and she loved JC very much. And that's that seems a little strange given the circumstance, but that's what she has said to me. The crux of the matter, the argument, I think, goes to her mental condition at the time, and not so much what physically happened. I don't know that I can argue successfully that she didn't know what was going on. Well, I think I would be derelict in my duty if I didn't pursue every avenue that was available, and one of them certainly is to look into her state of mind at the time and her probably maybe even prior to that time. I am 5 days into this case. I have not seen any discovery. I've talked to my client for 2 hours. I really can't say right now that I've formed an opinion as to who she is. Well, I don't think she's incompetent to stand trial. I mean, there's two very different criteria to be judged, in that situation. And I can't say right now that she is incompetent to stand trial.
Victim or co-conspirator, you got to be kidding me. And once again, insanity, you can tell he's going down that road. Boy, I hope that that's not allowed, because I think she should get the maximum, whatever it is, for her part in this. Sorry, I'm not buying what they're selling. Coming up on the flip side, speaking of Good Morning America, tryouts for the ABC World News gig. We'll tell you about it.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
All right, the emails are starting to pour in. You can send one as well, americatonight.net on Nancy Garrido, the nutball, married to Philip Garrido, the guy who held J.C. Lee Dugard for 18 years. She's trying to say when he was picked up for a parole violation that she just couldn't do anything. She was mesmerized. She was being brainwashed as well. Ugh. What a bunch of hogwash. She should get every single year they could possibly give her because she absolutely was involved with this right from the very, very beginning. Interesting changes at the network news level. If you do watch the news and you're listening to me and you probably have a favorite, maybe it's Charlie Gibson. I know a lot of people that like ABC and they like him specifically. They think that he's well-spoken and just the way he delivers the news is pleasing to listen to. Some people like Brian Williams. Some people actually like Katie Couric for as much as she gets dogged, although that's a small percentage because her ratings lag behind the other two. Remember there was all that hoopla after throwing a woman in there and she leaves the morning show and all that stuff. Personally, I think she was much better on the Today Show. That was her niche. So here's the scoop. Charlie Gibson, ratings-wise, gives everybody a run for the money. We're going to let you hear a little bit of Gibson, vintage Gibson, talking about the California fires.
Good evening. There has been heroic work done by firefighters in California. All day long, we have been looking at pictures of flames hovering ominously over and around houses and subdivisions near Los Angeles. 3,600 firefighters are battling the largest fire that has consumed 190 square miles of brush, an area about the size of Tucson. And yet by using backfires and creating clearings, fewer homes have been lost than might be expected. One fire official described the main blaze today as no longer angry, just cranky.
All right, so it's pretty good. The writing was crisp. It was like I said, pretty much what you get from Charlie Gibson. On the morning show over at ABC, everybody seems to really, really like Diane Sawyer. So she's the face of Good Morning America. Here is Diane Sawyer talking about Nancy Garrido, the story that I was just talking about.
The new details about Philip Garrido, the man accused of kidnapping J.C. Dugard and holding her captive for 18 years. Take a look at this picture of J.C. because police are also investigating whether Garrido was responsible for the disappearance of another little girl. This one, Michaela Gerecht. And Michaela Gerecht was 9 when she was snatched in broad daylight 2 months before Dugard was, also near Garrido's home. Both kidnappings taking place months after Garrido was released on parole for attacking another woman who is speaking out this morning. You're going to hear what she has to say in just a moment. But first, here's ABC's Mike Van Fremd.
All right, so there you go. And the people at ABC know that, yes, Diane Sawyer is pretty popular. So, gosh, I think we're going to slide her into that role. But I say, wait a minute. Let's put on the brakes here. There are some talented people around the nation. And I like Diane Sawyer, so it's not about her. But I think there's some talented, fresh voices out there and faces out there that might be worthy of a look or two. And, in fact, I decided that there's two right here. Our technical maestro, Donovan Madsen, I think he should get a crack at it. And myself. So we're going to let you decide of the two of us in a face-off here on America Tonight. Who would you rather see and hear delivering the evening news on ABC, myself or Donovan? We're going to let Donovan go first, and then I'll do my little take for you. And you can email me, and we'll tell you the results at the end of the show, americatonight.net. And without further ado, in from the green room, he's got his makeup on. Let's usher in Donovan Madsen.
Germans, who sometimes see themselves as guardians of the environment, are hoarding energy-guzzling incandescent light bulbs ahead of a looming European Union-wide ban, the GfK Market Research Agency said. The Nuremberg GfK reported sales of incandescent light bulbs had soared about 35% in the first half of the year, ahead of a ban that starts Tuesday, even though it was proposed by German Environment Minister Sigmar Gabriel in 2007. Some German retailers said they have seen sales of 100-watt incandescent bulbs soar 600% since the end of July. The EU is planning to phase out the use of the incandescent bulbs as part of its push to save energy, cut greenhouse gas emissions, and fight climate change. From Tuesday, light bulbs above 75 watts can no longer be produced or imported in the European Union.
All right, we have some applause for Donovan there in Minneapolis. Job well done. I need to get in the mood. I'm like a pitcher. I got to warm up in the bullpen. Do we have some, like, the old-fashioned ticker music in the background, you know, the typewriter going off? Going all the way back to the old days. I like that. The Walter days. Walter Cronkite days. All right, here we go. Good evening, everybody. I'm Kate Delaney for ABC News. Tonight, former Manson family member Susan Atkins, who stabbed actress Sharon Tate to death more than 40 years ago and now is terminally ill, was denied parole Wednesday. The parole hearing was the 13th for Atkins, who is battling terminal brain cancer, held at the Central California Women's Facility. The hearing stretched to more than 9 hours. Now, this panel set another hearing for Atkins in 3 years. Atkins was 21 when she and other followers of the Charles Manson clan participated in a two-night rampage that left 7 people dead and terrorized the city of Los Angeles in August of 1969. She and the others, Manson, Leslie Van Houten, Patricia Kreekelwald, and Charles Tex Watson, were initially sentenced to death in the slayings of 5 people, including Tate, and 2 additional deaths the following night. Their sentences were automatically commuted to life in prison when the Supreme Court struck down the nation's death penalty laws in 1972. We'll have an investigative report done next week by Bob Tankerhouse right here on World News Tonight. And that's it from the cheap seats. What, no applause for me? That's a jaded audience in Minnesota. Look, we tried. That's all I can say. I'm no Diane Sawyer, okay? So here's the deal. Now you have Diane Sawyer and you have Katie Couric doing the news. How about that? So two broads and a guy. Here's the thing. The morning news is what a lot of people watch these days because of weird times of working. It used to be people were home for dinner and they watched the evening news. But evening news has started to dissipate. It's the morning shows that people are watching when they're getting ready for work. So they don't have as big of an audience as they used to have in the first place. But, hey, they still can make a lot of money on it. And they still can get 6-7 million maybe tops, which would be good, versus the 3-5 million. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when Diane Sawyer gets into the game. Charlie Gibson announced that he was stepping down as the anchor of World News, and he would come back occasionally and do stories and that kind of stuff, but that he was going to retire before, and they asked him to stay on, and he did, so that it was time. He felt like he wanted to go. He stayed around and took one for the team when Bob Woodruff was hurt and his co-anchor was pregnant and various other things happened that led him to the anchor chair. So now it's Diane Sawyer's turn. What's interesting is they always say that TV news is a young person's game. Diane Sawyer is 63 years old. How about that? Got to be a lot of women in the country that I think would be supportive of her and think that that was pretty great that she gets this gig at that age. And she's very popular. Like I said, a lot of people like and respect Diane Sawyer. So she's earned it. I mean, good for her. Of all the years that she's done so much in broadcast news. But will it fly? And does this help Brian Williams? Or what happens ultimately to the ratings? You know, stay tuned for more on that. I'm going to leave you with this one because we're always talking about politics. We started off naturally talking about health care reform and the latest from Obama. Politicians are like diapers. They both need changing regularly and for the same reason.
No longer angry, just cranky.